A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, happy Saturday, everybody. Happy Saturday, Betsy.
Happy Saturday, Dan.
Are you actually saying that, or are you just...
Yes, my sister's
like
getting married, so it's a little bit of, you know, high
stress. Oh, you've got some stress.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just yeah, a tad
just
bit.
Just a little bit. Well, that's fun, though, right?
Are yeah, except to... I have to make a speech, and I am not looking forward to that. I have not even begun to write it.
I will help you write your speech.
Oh,
I'm really
be
good
great.
With words.
Yeah.
I'll demonstrate that today.
Yeah.
See, today's show, let's just move on, because nobody really... particularly, I'm good at words. Just got done saying it. Nobody particularly is interested in your stuff.
Right.
Actually, a bunch of people are, I'm sure.
Yes, we've heard that.
Anyway, today, though, a big part of the show is going to be built around an idea that people struggle with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting what you want, whether you're building, whether you're remodeling, whether you're just painting. A lot of people struggle with that. They end up with somebody else's vision. We don't want that. We want you to get your vision.
Yeah, we've got someone with real world experience, and she's got great tips on how to stand your ground and get exactly what you want.
We're also in the studio with Jeff Larrabel, who's got something really cool that he wants to talk about. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Now, Jeff, you contacted us a few months ago hoping that RepcoLite could provide a prize for a fundraiser that you're organizing for an organization called Gilda's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Betsy and I didn't know exactly what Gilda's Club was, but we dug into it, asked you some questions, and really liked what you were doing.
Yep.
So we wanted to get you here so you could talk about it and maybe raise some awareness. So let's just start this whole thing by having you tell our listeners what exactly Gilda's Club is and what they do.
Well, Gilda's Club is a free cancer support group that was started by Gilda Radner, a comedian from
Saturday Night Live,
correct.
Mm-hmm.
So she had come down with cancer and had wanted to make light of this cancer that she had, this illness. And so she wanted to get a group of people together that were going through the same thing that she was, and share different stories and help make light of the cancer.
So that's Gilda's Club. Now, I know it's a national organization all over the country, which is what national means.
Yes.
But we've got a couple locations right around here, don't we?
Yes, there is one in Lowell and one in Grand Rapids on the northwest side. And it doesn't necessarily have to be cancer. It just can be of any illness that they get together and talk about their illnesses and share their stories.
So that's Gilda's Club. Now, you've got this Yahtzee tournament. It's a second annual Ruth Larrabel Yahtzee tournament.
Yes. My mother passed away January 2017, and we were trying to think of ways that we can honor her, either by planting a tree in her honor or a park bench with my mother and father's name on it.
I'm hoping that my children will erect an enormous statue. Don't you think that would be awesome?
A bronze statue.
Yes, well, because bronze is for the ages.
I
don't want this to just fade away. I don't mean to interrupt. That's just an idea in case you need another
idea. I think his idea is better than yours. No one wants to see that statue.
A bronze statue is awesome.
Yeah. Well,
so you came up with something other than a statue.
Sure. My mother liked to have fun, and she played games with us kids, grandkids and great-grandkids most of her life. She lived to be 97, and she played, her favorite game was Yahtzee, and she played Yahtzee up until a few months before she had passed away. So, like I said, we were thinking of what can we do to honor her, and so we thought of this Yahtzee tournament, and then we were thinking about who we were going to raise funds for, and Gilda's Club came to mind. And we were grieving, and even though my mother did not have cancer, she did not die from cancer, but the grieving part, I knew that Gilda's Club had a children's grief program. The children's grief program provides free support for children and their families who are experiencing any kind of death from cancer or other illness, including heart attack, accident, murder, suicide, things along that line.
We're talking with Jeff Larrabel on the RepcoLite Home Improvement Show, and I guess I want to let our listeners know, I want you to let the listeners know, How do they get involved, and how is this going to raise money?
The Yahtzee tournament is a $20 buy-in, so we'll have tickets available at the door September 8th.
And is it at Gilda's Place?
At Gilda's Club.
Gilda's Club.
The address there at Gilda's Club is 1806 Bridge Street.
So that's September 8th. What time does it start?
September 8th. It starts at 1 o'clock sharp.
So next week, Saturday.
Yes.
And it's after the Repcolite Home Improvement Show. So you've got plenty of time to listen to everything we've got to say, mm-hmm. which is just normally pretty brilliant.
And then get on your way.
They don't need to register ahead of time to play?
They can.
Do they have to bring their own dice?
No. We'll have the dice and scorecards for them. They can buy tickets at the door or call Gilda's Club at 453-8300 and have their name put on a will call list, and then they will pick that up at the door.
And that's tickets to play Yahtzee.
Yes, that is tickets to enter the tournament.
If they win the tournament, do they win really awesome stuff?
They will win some awesome prizes. We have got first, second, third, and fourth place prizes. We've got gift bags of a ton of games for them.
Is one of those prizes a bronze statue of me?
No.
Don't you think? I can't think of anybody that would want that. Yeah, tiny little statue. It's life-size.
Bobblehead. Yeah.
So they've got great prizes, game packages.
Game packages. We've got raffles. After every other game, we'll have two raffles at $5 a ticket. And we'll raffle off some awesome prizes.
We're involved with one of those awesome prizes.
Yes, we are.
We're giving away a room redo. So enough paint to redo a room, mm-hmm. all the supplies you would need. Mm-hmm. And then we worked with FiberCare, who was on the radio on our show last week.
Yep.
They're donating 250 square foot of carpet cleaning.
Yep.
And Johnson Carpet One is donating $100 towards new flooring.
Yep.
That's just the one package. And then you've got other packages as well, right?
Yes, we've got several getaway packages that include a night stay, a dinner, and usually an activity. All the way up to the UP prize package, which includes around a golf or two at the Northern Michigan University golf course.
And that's, you don't have to be playing Yahtzee in order to win those. That's an auction. And you've got food and refreshments and things like that available, correct?
Yes.
Now, Jeff, what if some of our listeners don't necessarily want to be in this Yahtzee tournament, but they want to get more information about potential grief counseling for their children? How do they do that?
Yes, they can contact Gilda's Club at 453-8300, and the receptionist will direct them with the correct personnel to talk to. But they can also go to www.gildasclubgr.org. And also find on their website the different programs that they do provide.
Well, and we really encourage you to do that. It's a resource right here in Grand Rapids. Make use of it. Mm-hmm. Jeff, if our listeners want to be a part of this Yahtzee tournament, the best way to do that is to contact Gilda's Club?
That would be a good way to do it, is get your name on a will call list. Like I say, calling 453-8300 or come the day of, and we'll have tickets at the door.
Awesome. Get there, play Yahtzee, win the Repcolite prize package.
Yes.
Sadly, bereft of the me statue, but maybe another year, the third
maybe.
Annual.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Sure.
It could be a little one.
It's
People
an
would
annual.
Still like it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for being here, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so here's the deal. When we come back, we're going to sit down and chat with a listener that we met because of our Frank Lloyd Wright segment a few weeks ago. And let me tell you, we have been so inspired by her. We know you will be too. Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, Betsy, I'm excited about this interview.
Yeah, so am I. I've only been waiting all day for this.
We're in the studio with Faye Fredericks, and she's got a great story to tell. Faye, thanks for being here.
Nice to be here.
Well, we're very excited to have you here because we did a presentation. Well, first off, Betsy and I went through the Meyer May House in Grand Rapids a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then we kind of did a presentation, I guess you'd call it, on the show, a couple of segments about what we learned. It was just so fun. And then we took what we learned and we turned it into a blog post for our website.
Yes.
So we were really thinking we were doing pretty good. And then we got the comment to end all comments from you. Never met you before, but all of a sudden we get what looks like a 4-page response to our blog post.
Well, it was exciting because it was our first really big response.
It was
to
a big response, and it was a really good response.
It was.
You had so much information packed into that. The very first thing I said to Betsy after we got done reading it is, we have to interview you because of your experience. I mean, and that will come out in the course of this interview.
Right.
So the very first thing, I guess, just to get started with this, you're a docent from time to time at the Meyer May House in Grand Rapids.
Correct.
You know Frank Lloyd Wright. You've been to, well, you don't know him personally. That would have been really cool.
That would have been cool.
But you know of him, and I mean, tons of information. And you said in your comment to our blog post, you started it out with, you were in New York when he's designing and building the Guggenheim Museum, right?
Yeah, and my dad was working in New York City and would read a New York paper on the way in the morning and one on the way home, and would come home with two New York papers for us kids to devour. And when Frank was building the Guggenheim, he was breaking all the rules and driving the people of the authorities nuts as his building went out over the sidewalk, etc. And he was featured in the paper from time to time as this thing took quite a while to build.
Right.
But I just remember thinking he was such an unusual looking duck. I mean, he always had his cane in hand, and he was quite often wore a cape.
Mm-hmm.
And
he wore a cape?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, you have to, I can show you pictures, but he was in a flamboyant dresser.
I want a cape.
Yeah, no. No.
I'm going to go get a cape.
Okay.
So, all right. So all kinds of unusual things. You said he was driving the authorities or the people there nuts.
Yeah, he never followed the rules. And whenever he was building, and the interesting thing is he often designed buildings in Wisconsin and sent them off across the country, and local builders had to try to build them. And he never really got an architectural degree. He just did this all, as he said, he shook him out of his sleeve. he had his own way of drawing plans and what have you and everything else. And then he's teaching all his students how to become architects. But it often drove the local contractors nuts trying to build what he wanted.
Well, I mean, did that spark an interest? I mean, is that where this comes from?
He always struck me as a very interesting man. I even said something to my father, and he said, "Now, Faith, he might be a rather interesting man and talented man, but he's not a very nice man." So, never did know all the stories till much later, but right. Knew he wasn't a very nice man.
But he was still very smart.
Oh, yeah.
And very picky.
Betsy's not always terribly nice, but you are relatively smart.
And I am very picky.
And you're picky. So
yes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Get a cape and you're on your way.
Sweet.
Now, one of the things we talked about in that segment, Betsy, was just how Frank Lloyd Wright bucked the trends.
Yeah,
right?
Every single one.
He pushed the limits
mm-hmm.
of everything.
Yeah.
And that's what we tried to stress in our little segment, that that's worth doing. We should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Faye has one line in her comment that really made me think.
Easier
when she wrote,
said than done.
Easier said than done. Yes. And it made me realize it is. You know, we're mm-hmm. not trying to imply that it's easy, but it is the right way to go. And I guess that's where I want to go with the rest of this interview, because you lived this experience. Because you built a house, was it in 2013?
No, 2015 we actually built.
Okay, 2015. Faye is in the studio with her husband, Jim. But Jim is off mic.
He's the silent partner today.
He's here for moral support.
Yes. He'll tell you he's often the silent partner.
So 2015, and I know the experience was pretty crazy, because you had certain ideas in mind. You wanted, you know, to buck the trends, really. Why don't you just tell us what you did?
I didn't think it was bucking the trends.
There you go.
Well, and once Jim found the lot, and it was very intriguing because it was right off of M6, right near Costco, right near Meyer, our kids, easy to get to our downtown church, easy to get to Holland. And here it was, this unbelievable lot in a natural setting. And he said, "Let's build." And we're pretty old, and you're thinking, come on, we don't want to build. We've been in a condo for 23 years, and we don't have to build. But
right.
Yeah, it got kind of intriguing and what have you. So I get out the graph paper and I start drawing the architect in me. But yeah, so then once we hit a contractor, I had a plan drawn out on graph paper that we gave him and said, this is what we want. And he said, whoa. He said, it doesn't have a front door. And I said, I don't want a front
which
door.
Which is a Frank Lloyd Wright, at least at the Meyer May House. There's no front door.
It's off the side. Homes, it's almost a maze to figure out where the front door is. You get to the Robie House, and you have no idea where you turn in to get to the front door, the Robie House in Chicago.
So why did you want to do it that way?
Just because it was very intriguing to me. And I kind of laughed because I said something about him not being a nice man. He wasn't a very nice family man, but he always stressed the home is for the family and everything else. And he said, you can invite whoever you want into your home, but it's for you.
Right.
And it just seemed intriguing. And then another thing is he likes you to not see everything the second you walk in. You know, you get in the Meyer May House, you make several turns and you see it through a screen, he calls it, wooden post you see. And yet when you finally get to the living room, it's like, whoa. He calls it compression release. He has very low ceilings when you come in. And then when you suddenly see the room and the view and everything else, it's kind of
it's amazing because Betsy and I were talking about that, and you know, Faye just said it in a very intellectual manner. Now, the way I always describe that, you know, ever since then, what it reminds me of is when I would go to Tiger Stadium as a kid, and we walk into old Tiger Stadium, and it's all enclosed. Jim's nodding, you know, and you walk in, and you feel like okay. And then all of a sudden you get to these tunnels that lead out to the field, and you can see blue, and you get a little closer, and then it opens up, and everything is there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling we had at the Meyer May House. We come through this little opening, like you said, the screen, and you feel enclosed, and then the whole thing just sprawls out in front of you. It's amazing.
Yeah. I had another docent describe it as squish and pop.
So I'm in the middle.
So yeah.
Yours is more high end than mine, and then you've got squish and pop.
But I like it.
So when you come into our house, it's squish and pop.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so you have a hidden front door or non-existent front door, as it may be. What other things were you inspired by that was Frank Lloyd Wright-esque?
Well, we wanted the compression release, so we wanted 7-foot ceilings as you came in. Mm-hmm. And then once you got to the main room, it was going to be 9-foot ceilings. We wanted to see the view as you walk down the side of the house because the view behind us is spectacular. So you want to just get a little piece of that as you walk down the entrance. Then as you're coming in, the hallway takes some turns and you see through the kitchen, you see, oh my goodness, there's big trees and what have you out there. And yet you're just seeing a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yet once the second you get to the main room, it's whoa.
There it is.
Yeah. And it's fun.
So you had a struggle to get some of this accomplished. I know that from your comment, and we're going to get to that on the other side of the break if we can convince you to stay for one more segment.
Sure.
Will you do that?
Okay.
Is that okay if she stays, Jim? Absolutely.
He nods again.
We'll be back in a little bit. Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
And we're here in the studio with Faye Fredericks. And basically, can we call you a Frank Lloyd Wright expert of sorts?
I'm talking about an expert.
A hobby expert.
A fanatic.
That'll work. And
drive
we've been
people
talking
crazy.
About the Meyer May House, where Betsy and I visited. It's in Grand Rapids. You need to go if you haven't been there. But be gentle, because they're getting a lot more traffic now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe call ahead.
Not
and find
necessarily
some...
because of us. Let's
no,
just make
no,
that
no.
clear.
Yeah, yeah. It's... No, I wasn't saying that, Betsy.
Okay. I just
It's pretty
to be
much
sure.
because of me. Oh. I've been there. They want to know where did
there
that one
is.
Guy stand? Can
right.
I stand right there? You think? No, probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, call ahead just because people are finding it a little more and they said they've been very busy.
Very?
But you need to check it out. Anyway, yeah. we did a segment about that. Faye left a great comment on our blog and she really went into in this comment on our blog post about Frank Lloyd Wright. She talked about a lot of different experiences that she had trying to get what she wanted. You know, her and her husband had an idea for a house they were going to build, and trying to get exactly what they wanted was a bit of a struggle. And that's what we talked about on that segment, is just it's so important to work towards what you want mm-hmm. when you're decorating, when you're painting, when you're choosing colors, when you're building a house. So often we get told by a designer or a decorator.
By experts.
Experts. These are the colors you need. These are the things you need
right.
to do. And that's what you should do. Mm-hmm. But what we're saying is listen to that advice because it's not bad advice.
Right.
But you still need to make your bottom line decision based on what you want. And that's basically what you found out, Faye, right, as you worked through this.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things, the contractor looked at some of our ideas and said, but for resale. And we heard that enough times that finally we said, we don't care if our kids can't give this house away when we're done with it.
Kids all inhaled deeply at that point.
We said, we want the house we want.
Right.
And so we went from there. He also questioned a lot of the Frank Lloyd Wright things we were bringing in because, different things weren't up to code.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is we wanted a cantilevered cover walk going to our hidden entryway and kind of panicked. So I think we have an 8-foot one and we had aimed for 12 feet.
Oh, so you made some compromises.
Yeah.
But you still got
well,
what you wanted. Well,
and then we wanted a 7-foot ceiling as you came in and he said you can't. And he kind of laughed and talked about the tall Dutchman in West Michigan. And we said they can bend their heads.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, so is the short guy in the room.
Yes, I want to feel like I belong
I
here.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, and that was the big thing with the Meyer May house. Mm-hmm. Mr. May was, and she were extremely short.
Well, we like to say average height because he was an inch taller than me.
But
can we just
you came
say
up
that?
With 5'8" or so.
Was he shorter than that?
I had shorter in my. I've told many a person going through.
Well, how tall do you think
I
he
thought
was?
He was 5'3" and she was shorter.
Oh, he was extremely short then.
He was.
Yeah, well, we can roll with that.
Yeah, but anyway, he was quite short.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's and when you get in that living room, the average person is looking right into wood between the transom and the regular windows, whereas he had a beautiful view out of the lower windows because he was that much shorter.
So with the ceilings, did you end up with your 7-foot or did you bump it up?
We compromised on that. He insisted it had to be at least 7'4". So it's 7'4" as you come in and then goes to 9 feet in the main part of the house.
So I know you mentioned in your comment on the blog something about the paint color.
Yeah, that was intriguing.
And since we do paint, we were very interested
uh-huh.
in
yes.
that.
Well, I had it in my mind that the entire first floor was going to be teal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of teal as a very warm and soothing color.
Right.
And I had it in my mind that every single room I would change the accent color with it. So you weren't going to really pay attention to the blue. And to me, as you walk in our house, it is very soothing and comforting. And particularly when you get by all the windows, it's just more the sky and everything mm-hmm. else. But we've gone from chartreuse in the kitchen to blacks and whites in the offices, blacks and grays, blues and greens in the master bath, earth colors in the bedroom. So every time you get to a different room, it has different accent colors, so you really don't even notice. But the poor painter said to me, that's an awful lot of blue. And I said, just do it. By that time, you're to uh-huh. the point of, we want blue. What's it do you? But the painter, when he did come back for some touch-up work, said, it really worked. So,
and that's the thing. You've got a vision for where you want to go. And it's worth fighting for. Are you happy with what you ended up with?
I'd say we're very happy, yeah.
Okay, Faye, now I have to ask a quick question because Frank Lloyd Wright was the kind of guy who, you know, designed every single aspect of a house. The furnishings, the textiles, the rugs, the plates, the silverware, everything.
Everything.
How far did you go when you built your house? Did you design extra things beyond just the house itself?
Well, I guess our stairwell, I very definitely wanted to hang a wall hanging that I had made, and I wanted that in a very prominent place. Mm-hmm. And so I designed the whole stairwell bookcases around that and everything. But that was an interesting thing. Working with the subs, they would actually call us. And that day, I sat on the stairs, and he said this, like that. And and it's turned out exactly what we wanted. But yeah, so it was fun. But they probably think I'm anal.
So no, okay, you just have a little bit of Frank Lloyd Wright.
Well, that's great.
We kind of laughed and said the builder didn't want to hear Frank Lloyd Wright again.
So you got, basically, we started with Frank Lloyd Wright driving the contractors and everybody crazy in New York. And then you went and implemented that. And drove your own builders and everybody crazy. Last little bit here. We've probably just got a minute or so. Any advice for people who are, I mean, okay, let me just set it up. Because you said you were older when you decided to build this house, right?
Yeah, way too old to build a
house. And yet you pulled it off. Any advice for people out there?
We really landed up having a lot of fun with it, I would say, which I think a lot of marriages about fall apart. And one day we were called over to the house 7 different times by the different subs with just questions. And But that's another, this whole thing was a God thing, why we landed up back in Grand Rapids and what have you. But also that we landed up in a little condo 2 miles from the house we were building and could get over there within seconds with things to show them and what have you. So and they were delightful to work with, and different of them said it's fun to do something different once. So
what I'm picking out of this is you've got to persevere. You know, you've got to have a vision. Go with what you feel is where you want to go. Stick to it. You know, listen to other people. And then one of the biggest things that I'm getting out of this is just communicate.
Yeah.
Got to be talking to the contractors and everybody involved. Make sure everybody's on the same page. And keep talking.
I, in all fairness, it's probably true that most people don't have a vision of what they want. Because you know, I think of how many times the contractor said, this is the way we do it. And designers will say, they don't say this is what's in, but that's what it comes down to. You keep on seeing things change. But I think some people are more intimidated once a designer says, oh, you should do that. And I think
we hear that all the time. They say, well, the designer said, but do you like it? And they're afraid to say, I don't really like this. Or they do,
or they'll
but
say,
they
I
kind
don't
of
like it,
cringe.
But.
And but she said I got to do this. You don't have to. You live there.
Yeah.
Now, how do you, you know, because you said that in that comment, and that was the other thing that I thought was so interesting. We were talking about it. Betsy and I were talking about it earlier. You said people don't know what they want. It's hard to get that idea. How did you get to that point? How did you figure out what you wanted?
We've lived for a long time. I don't know. I think we probably, and we're in total agreement, which so many couples are not, but we just really had fun. And matter of fact, last minute, we weren't happy with the front of the house, and we had to change our design a little bit, suddenly move the office, which was going to be right by the front door, by the main entrance. We moved that into the bedroom hallway, and we had some space to play with in the back of the house. And then Jim comes in and says, hey, you have a food ministry and you really should have a kitchen that's just laid out for you, right? And what have you. And we just really had fun redrawing all that, you know. And I'd say
a lot of people throw up their hands at that point. You know, that's where the frustration comes in. And yet you just saw it as an opportunity and it's fun.
Right.
So when do you do tours of your house for all our listeners to come show up in your front yard?
Interesting thing is, in our backyard, we're in an association. So we have a kind of a nature trail going through there, and people saw it being built. And shortly after they realized we moved in, we did get a few people knocking saying, can we see it? So
did you let them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Did you charge them?
No. $5. Meyer May House is free. How can we charge?
Oh, of course.
That's true. Well, I think that's pretty much all the time we've got. I really appreciate you taking your time to come out here, sit in the studio with us, and share your experience, and hopefully inspire listeners to get out there and fight for what they want in a very nice and genteel manner. Thank you so much, Faye.
It's nice being here.
Don't stray too far from the radio, because after the break, we'll tell you how you can get inspired like Faye, and we're going to talk about an event that's going to get you on your way. Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost. On News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, Betsy, Faye was fantastic, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
I am so glad that I let her write that comment on our blog that put us in contact with her.
Right.
It was a vast plan that I orchestrated.
Wow, you have a thing with words.
Take it over for a minute.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I am so glad she decided to stop by and talk to us. And I would like to let the listeners know that there is actually more to the interview that we had to cut out, because we just keep the mics rolling and sometimes we get great stuff and it doesn't quite make it into the final cut. So there is more. You can find the entire thing at repcolite.com.
Now, let's get into what we want to talk about here in this last little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's what Faye was referencing at the end. She talked about how it's important to know what you want. And she said it's sad that a lot of people now don't realize what they want. We just don't have that vision. And so we asked her, how in the world did you come up with a vision for this home that you built when you're 70? How did you come up with that vision? And her answer was, we're old. I love that.
Yeah.
But yet it's true. She's got a lot of experience and she's lived a lot of things. So we want to help you with some practical ways to find your inspiration. And we want to make sure that we don't lose half the audience here. We're not talking just about decorating.
No.
It could be about redoing a garage. Mm-hmm. It could be talking about redoing your workroom, your tool room, or craft room. It's not just about finding colors. It's about finding what you need and what you want, so that when you redo some of these spaces, you get exactly what you need.
Well, and then you're not stuck standing in the paint store saying, my architect said, my designer said, my builder said, this is what I have to do. It's what you want and what is going to function for you. So the first thing in all of this that you need to do is broaden your horizons a little bit. Step a little bit outside of your comfort zone. You know, I know a lot of people subscribe to the same magazines, you know, Better Homes and Gardens, Country Living, whatever, the big popular ones. But if you go to a bookstore or a magazine shop, you will note that there are lots of other decorating and architecture magazines out there. Maybe check them out. You know, I found an architecture magazine the other day and I thought, oh, this doesn't really look like something that's up my alley. But flipping through it, they have some really great ideas. Yes, they're high end, but hold on, because you can, you know, scale it back a little bit.
But you wouldn't have found them unless you looked into these magazines outside of your comfort zone, outside of where you normally would look.
Mm-hmm.
When we look only at those things, it's almost an echo chamber. You know, we're only being fed ideas that we already
the
like.
The same style.
Same stuff over and over again. When you expand, you learn all kinds of new things. And even if you don't like the style, you can find elements within. So explore different magazines and things like that. But also check into the greats, you know, the well-renowned architects, the designers. Mm-hmm. You can read about them. You can figure out what they're doing and why they're doing it. It's not inaccessible. And there's all kinds of information to be gained from that.
Right.
Like we've been talking about Frank Lloyd Wright.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like the style or what he's exactly doing, but when you understand the concept behind it, it helps you change things in your own design that will get you where you want to go.
Exactly. Another great resource is the world around you. You know, pay attention when you go out. What do you see in the places that you venture out to? You know, maybe your friend's house, you really love their garage and the setup that they have in there. Maybe she has a craft room that, oh my goodness, that is something that you would love to have in your home. Pay attention to those little details that are something that you might like to put into your vision.
Right. You go through and you see something cool. Put that in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down. Do what you've got to do to help build this collection or this portfolio of different ideas, so that when your time comes to implement your project, you've gained all this experience from other people.
Right, exactly. And then make sure you're stepping outside of your budget just to learn things. It doesn't mean you have to buy things outside of your budget. It just means explore what's out there.
Well, sometimes we don't even look at those things because we can't afford them. And I can give you a great example, home theater stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford the fancy home theater stuff out there.
Right.
And so my tendency sometimes is to avoid those stores because I don't want to go there and be saddened.
And fall in love with the stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have learned, I actually did dig into it a little bit, and I found three or four things that, yes, I can't afford to do it mm-hmm. the way the fancy system is set up.
Right.
But the idea is something I'd never thought about before, mm-hmm. and I do know of a couple ways to implement it in a way that I can afford. And right. I never would have found that idea if I had completely stayed away from those sources or those mm-hmm. resources.
Right. I also think about craft rooms. You know, I see all these great magazine things with bins and baskets and things like that.
But yeah, those fancy, expensive baskets in a closet. It looks great.
Yeah, but it is so expensive. So maybe you just like the organization of that, you know, how they have them labeled in certain manners. So go buy Rubbermaids or clear plastic containers and do the same concept, but a whole lot cheaper than the baskets and bins that were used in the photo.
Like a garage storage system would be the same thing.
Yes.
They can be very expensive. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just avoid them.
Right.
Check them out. See yep. what they're doing and how they're organizing things and how the counter areas and the storage units mm-hmm. work out.
Right.
There are ways to build more economical versions of those to yeah. accomplish the same function with a much smaller dollar investment.
Yeah. And speaking of finding your vision, we have a great announcement to make. You know, Repco Light, we talked about it last year. Every year we do what we call a designer event. Benjamin Moore comes in, they present the new color of the year. And we've always had it exclusively for the designers. There's food, you know, hors d'oeuvres and wine and things like that. Last year, we gave away 5 pairs of tickets, and the people who came, who won those tickets, loved it. So this year, we're actually going to do something a little different. For the first time ever, we are going to have a homeowner event the night before the designer event and open it up to all of you.
Right. It's November 7th. Mm-hmm. From about 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Yeah.
It's at the Sunnybrook Country Club in Granville. It's a yep. great Dan-approved venue.
Oh, well, that's all that matters then.
I love that place. We had a lot of yeah. fun last year.
Yep.
We're hoping to pack it out again this year for the homeowners this time.
Yep.
Now, we're going to be selling tickets online at mm-hmm. repcolight.com. The tickets are going to be $10 per ticket, and yep. the funds that we raise from those are going to be donated to home repair services in Grand Rapids. If you listen to the show regularly, you've heard Joel Ryder from Home Repair Services. It's a great organization.
Yeah.
Helps homeowners all over Kent County, and we want to do what we can to raise awareness and support for them. So the ticket money is going towards them.
Right.
But right now, until next week Saturday, the tickets are going to be half priced.
Yeah.
$5 a ticket. We've got 100 tickets to sell.
Yeah.
Once they're sold out, the whole place is booked, and that's all we've got. So
right.
if you want to go, and you really do want to go. This was a lot of fun last year,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to ramp it up this year and make it even better.
Absolutely.
So again, you can find those tickets online at repcolight.com.
And speaking of HRS, I just want to make a quick note that next week on Saturday from 10 until noon, they're going to have their fall home maintenance workshop, and it's a free class, and it goes over some of the projects that will help homeowners get their home ready for fall and
yay,
eventually
winter.
Because
we're all excited
coming.
For winter, aren't we? Oh, I'm so yeah. excited. I got my little ski pants out.
Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be a bad one. We'll see. They say
so you're
going
to want to have your home ready.
You are. You can find more information at homerepairservices.org.
And that's next week, right?
Yeah, next
Not
week, Saturday.
Not this weekend.
No, 10
so
till noon.
Next weekend.
Yes.
The same weekend that the Yahtzee tournament is.
Exactly.
And they are spread apart.
Yes, so
by
you can
an hour
both.
Or so. Hit both.
Right.
And that's all the time we've got, Betsy.
Yes, it is.
So if you want to listen to this episode online or any past episode, you can do so at repcolight.com.
And make sure while you're there, you're signing up for those tickets for the color event. You are not going to want to miss it this year.
Exactly. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And we can help get you into the most exclusive party of the year. The exclusive color party.
Yes.
I don't know how many color parties there technically are, but this one's going to be really exclusive. You're going to want to be there.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening.